Welcome to Her, Healthy Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. What do you feel when you think of the word love? When you think of the word relationship? What do you feel if you close your eyes and imagine what it feels like to be loved? Or just connect with the feeling of being loved? Whatever you feel tells you a lot about the beliefs you really have, the fears you may really have, and sometimes, as a response to those fears, the fantasies you may have about love. We begin forming this association with, this belief, this embodied feeling about love early in our childhood. It evolves through our teenage years as we begin to add romantic ideas to what love and attachment looks like. Then, as we get out into the world as young adults, we begin rehearsing our beliefs and our patterns over and over again. Is love something that makes us glow with warmth, connection, and belonging? Is warmth and connection and belonging something that we feel only at the beginning of love? Is it replaced very quickly with fear that we're going to lose the person? Does love mean loss and pain? Has love been something that only feels safe with friends and family, but not in relationships? When you access the feeling of love within yourself, do you even know where to go? Or is it something you have trouble connecting with? Is it something that feels certain, solid, and there, easy to find? Do you have this feeling of love at your very core of your being? Do you feel love when you look in the mirror at yourself? What are the moments in your life where you flinch at the mere sight or thought of love? Exploring our relationship with love reveals to us right away which aspects of our relationship with love are healthy and where we've been separated from fully experiencing and feeling love. Separations that usually have the wedge of fear driven in between us and love. A wedge that may have started with an unkind word from a parent, an absent parent, a sibling's abuse, an early relationship in our teens. We may have been social outcasts. Or it might have been a later relationship or someone who caused us trauma that separated us from a feeling of what real healthy love feels like. Take a moment today, and when it's safe for you to do so, not when you're driving or something, but when it's safe for you to do so, just get into a quiet place and a quiet posture where you can take a moment to close your eyes and conjure up the feeling of love as it feels to you. And just notice, how does it make you feel? Do you feel warm, safe, and relaxed? Do you feel joyful? Do you feel excited? Do you feel tense, nervous? Do you get anxiety in your stomach, tightness in your chest? Do you feel hopeful, but also doubtful at the same time? Like a fantasy that you wish were true, but doubt. Get connected with the feeling you truly carry around love right now, and it will tell you a lot about the way you've been showing up in dating and relationships. When love is something that we know is supportive, that carries us like a pair of cupped hands underneath us, there for our good, then we trust it, And we're more likely to be open and open-hearted and connected, meeting new people, dating new people, or going more deeply and freely into intimacy with the one we're with. When love feels like something unstable, untrustworthy, like something we're standing on that might give way, then we're going to lean away from it, protect ourselves in all sorts of ways, not open our heart fully, whether we're with someone already, or telling ourselves we need to date or get back out there, but ... What is your feeling when you connect with the feeling of love? Reveal that to yourself today so you can begin healing and having a healthy, empowered relationship. And much love. Please rate, subscribe, and most importantly, share this with others who deserve to feel love.